The World Ice Art Championships are underway in Fairbanks. It's the first year at a new home for the annual carving competition and kids' fun park. As KUAC's Dan Barras reports, like the sculptures, the ice park is a work in progress.
A former construction yard is being transformed into a winter wonderland. It's taking a lot of ice and hard work. Ice Alaska Chairman Dick Brickley surveys the site on opening day as crews swarm around finishing up projects, including an ice block banner for title sponsor BP.
There they're making the BP logo. Oh, awesome. Kenichi, great. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Things are a little rough, but okay, Brickley says just having an event is a big deal given the recent move, which included transport and construction of several large buildings. He credits an army of volunteers with making it happen.
We've been working day and night. People from all over have come in to help. The IBEW has come in and really has been supportive in helping us get our electrical situation squared away. We've just had tremendous help from the community, honestly. And it's plumbing, electrical work, just clean up, building the roads, cutting in the, moving and stacking the ice, harvesting the ice.
Brickley says there's a lot of work still to be done to make the ice park what organizers envision. He says this year's 165-foot-long kid slides fall short of the 300 to 500-foot-long runs planned.
That has to be in the future because, quite frankly, you know how much we've done. Just to have the slides in is a miracle.
The ice park includes a lot of familiar attractions like the slides, an ice maze, and animal sculptures for kids to play on.
Okay, I'm ready. Look at you, Dan. Wow. You're on a polar bear.
The fun at the ice park is mixed with serious art as carvers prepare works for the World Ice Art Championships. Ice artists use everything from massive chainsaws to grinders and tiny chisels to turn simple ice blocks into dazzling forms. Sculptor Aaron Kostick of Ohio works from a paper pattern as he and a partner begin a complicated project in the single block competition.
This piece is called Feather. It's a Native American with a headdress. Coming up out of him is a female's torso, and she has an eagle headdress on top of her head. I really like the idea of the woman and the man together. It's almost like a totem, but not exactly. You know, it's kind of a paying some homage to the our Native Americans, you know.
Another carver, Rodrigo Ferreira, dressed like a lumberjack in protective gear, is developing a piece with a socio-political theme inspired by the home foreclosure crisis.
From the big block here, there's going to be a door and some elements of an abandoned house in reference to the state of the world economy nowadays. This is a very bad situation, and it's not only happening here in the US, it's all over the world. So this is my statement about that theme.
Ferreira is from Portugal, one of many carvers in the Ice Art Championships from foreign countries, giving the event and carvings international flair. Their works are on display at the ice park through the end of March. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.